This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And by Agravelli Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech team serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. By Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store in Bad Axe for car and truck, farm, lawn and garden, and RV parts. Get the help you need from Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. A missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but had apparently crawled out of a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A Michigan State Trooper also joined the search efforts shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in these search efforts. And the Department of Natural Resources recently conducted a planned control burn encompassing 150 acres of warm season grasses in Verona Township, Huron County. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with the Wildlife Management Team and supported by the DNR Parks Division, the initiative aimed to revitalize native grasses, specifically to support the pheasant population. With 16 trained DNR personnel overseeing the burn, rigorous preparatory training underscored the professionalism of the operation. Under the leadership of Matt Feldposh from the DNR's Forest Resource Division, the burn commenced around 1:30 p.m., extending towards M-152, positioned just south of Verona and north of Philp Road. The burn's smoke was visible from Pigeon, nearly 25 miles away. And during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, observed until April 20th, the State 911 Committee is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in safeguarding public safety. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have demonstrated exceptional service, integrating cutting-edge technologies like video, What3Words, and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, the State 911 Administrator, praised the resilience and adaptability of Michigan's 911 telecommunicators, urging recognition for their tireless efforts and significant contributions to public service. And Michigan 911 centers serve as vital hubs for dispatching emergency responses, providing crucial pre-arrival instructions and coordinating various incident responses across multiple platforms. Mr. Jeff Trover, chair of the SNC, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging the community to express gratitude for their dedication. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943. Or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agri Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Elkton resident Kenneth Wayne Brown, a 32-year-old, was arrested on April 13th following an investigation by the Elkton Police Department, which resulted in 20 charges of criminal sexual conduct. The investigation reveals a disturbing pattern of alleged offenses spanning from 2016 to 2024 within the village. On Monday, Brown appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail in the 73B District Court to face arraignment. The charges against him are severe, including 10 counts of second-degree CSE and 10 counts categorized as first-degree CSE, potentially subjecting him to a life sentence if proven guilty. Despite the focus on a single victim during the arraignment, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office disclosed details of the presence of other minor children in the household. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani stated, quote, after reviewing Elkton PD's report, the people could have charged 100 counts of each of these charges. Judge David B. Harrington underscored the gravity of the situation by setting Brown's bond at $100,000 cash or surety, citing both the nature of the charges and concerns for community safety. And a 34-year-old Carsonville man is scheduled for sentencing today at 1:30 p.m. in the Sanilac County Circuit Court from a domestic incident that happened on January 17th. What started as a breakup ended with shots fired and Joshua Peter Benke facing criminal charges. Benke pleaded guilty to domestic violence and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges stem from when a 41-year-old Dockerville woman and her children, ages 6 and 13, fled a residence on Laurie Road in Bridgehampton Township. Benke and the female victim had been involved in a short-term relationship when he asked her and her children to leave. While complying with his request, Benke shot at her vehicle. For his guilty plea, the prosecutor's office agreed to dismiss the charges of one count of assault with a dangerous weapon, three counts of weapons, a felony firearm, and one count of weapons, a firearm, so reckless use. And law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up their efforts to fight against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and those troopers from the MSP 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will conduct extra patrols next week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions implemented last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of your hand, arm, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, and using GPS or navigation systems. Texting, in particular, poses a significant risk due to visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hey guys, I got Rick and Annette from Huron Auto Parts with me today, and what sets them apart from the competition.
People come in all the time telling me they've been everywhere and can't find the part they need. 99 times out of 100, I have the part on the shelf, we can get it the next day, and even deliver it.
That's right, we've been finding parts for more than just cars and trucks for decades now. If it has an engine, we have the parts for it. From old tractors, lawnmowers, and generators to quads, snowmobiles, and any other toys you might have. Here on Auto Parts is so much more than just a parts store.
For 62 years, we've been serving Huron County and beyond.
And all together now.
Service is the difference. We get it.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Police say two men exchanged gunfire after they exited a bus in downtown Flint, leaving one of them in critical condition and a woman wounded. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green told WJRT-TV that the men got into an altercation in another city and continued fighting when they arrived at the bus terminal on Tuesday. Investigators say both men were firing at each other. One of the alleged shooters was a man in his 30s who was hospitalized in critical condition. The other gunman left before officers arrived. A woman in her 20s was grazed by a bullet. She has been hospitalized in stable condition. And around 1:15 p.m. on April 13th, a minor four-car hit-and-run crash on the northbound lanes of I-75 turned fatal. After an initial collision in a construction zone just south of East Holly Road, all four occupants gathered in the roadway to exchange information. However, amidst this exchange, another driver collided with the rear of the last vehicle, setting off a chain reaction. Tragically, three individuals who had become pedestrians in the aftermath of the initial crash were struck. One pedestrian was a 24-year-old from Alpena who lost their life, while another suffered severe injuries. Prompt medical aid was provided by Michigan State Police troopers. Investigations into the secondary crash continue, with authorities emphasizing the importance of safety protocols on the road. Flight Lieutenant Mike Shaw of MSP urges motorists to prioritize safety by moving vehicles out of travel lanes if possible. If they can't be moved, Shaw advises to stay in your car with your seatbelt fastened. Call 911 and we will help make the area safe and get you off the roadway. And prosecutors have filed financial crimes against the former leader of the Michigan House and his wife. They're accused of milking political accounts for travel, housing, and other personal benefits, while Lee Chatfield, a Republican, held the powerful post. Attorney General Dana Nessel says Chatfield's Peninsula Fund was an unregulated slush fund. Defense lawyer Mary Chartier says she'll fight the charges. Chatfield was Speaker of the House in 2019 and 2020 when Republicans controlled the chamber. Two people who were senior aides to Chatfield were also charged last year with financial crimes. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Chris from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's insurance agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. If you need life or business insurance or insurance on your home, auto, farm, boat, RV, motorcycle, or snowmobile, contact us. We are your best choice for great auto owner's coverage, competitive pricing, and local hometown service. We are here in Bad Axe and Deckerville ready to work for you. Protect what matters most in your life. Give us a call in Bad Axe or Deckerville at 1-800-530-9105. Auto Owners and Stone Insurance, the best choice for protection for the unexpected.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Boeing will be in the spotlight on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Congress is holding two hearings to examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft maker. The witnesses will include two whistleblowers, a former Boeing manager and a current engineer at the company who has made serious safety allegations about two of Boeing's biggest planes, the 787 Dreamliner and the 777 or 777. Lawmakers are also seeking troves of documents from Boeing about its manufacturing processes for the planes. Senators want to know about any safety concerns or complaints raised by Boeing employees, contractors, or airlines. And O.J. Simpson's longtime lawyer in Las Vegas says the end came quickly. Attorney Malcolm LaVigne tells the Associated Press that the former sports star and celebrity criminal defendant went from chilling on the couch with a beer just before Easter to dead on April 10th. Simpson's family attributed his death to prostate cancer. Laverne said Tuesday that the former football hero and celebrity murder defendant will be cremated and that the family has not planned any public memorial. He acknowledged that Simpson died without paying the families of Simpson's slain ex-wife and her friend the bulk of a $3.5 million judgment they were awarded in a 1997 civil liability case. And a voting technology company targeted by bogus fraud claims related to the 2020 presidential election has settled a defamation lawsuit against a conservative news outlet. The settlement reached Tuesday between Fort Lauderdale-based Smartmatic and One America News Network is the latest development in a larger legal pushback by voting equipment companies who became ensnarled in wild conspiracy theories, falsely claiming they had flipped votes and cost former President Donald Trump re-election. The news outlet said it does not typically comment on legal issues and declined to respond further. Smartmatic technology was used only in Los Angeles County, a Democratic stronghold in the state that was not a presidential battleground. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, and by Agri Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Salem counties, and by Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store in Bad Axe for car and truck, farm, lawn and garden, and RV parts. Get the help you need from Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. And we do have two local obituaries this morning. George F. De La Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 3 until 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Woo Jack Calcara and Sons on 25 Mile Road in Shelby Township. And state will be held at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy until time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope on Saturday, April 20th at noon. You can share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guest book at woojackcalcaterra.com. And Catherine Grace Gaisley, 41, of Bayport, passed from this life into the arms of her Savior on Monday, April 15th. A memorial service will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, April 18th at Elkton Missionary. Friends may begin gathering at the church after 10 a.m. Memorials may be made to Elkton Missionary Church or Positive Alternatives of Bad Axe in Katie Gasly's name. Leave a memory for the Gasly family at champagnefuneralchapel.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.